Hello, I am Eric Charles and I'm happy to be here at FuzzDAM to discuss with you about Jupyter for React.js developer. I am the founder of DataLayer, a data science platform, and I am committer for Jupyter Lab and Jupyter Server. First of all, let me show you what Jupyter is. So what you see here is Jupyter Lab UI, which is a next generation UI for the notebook. And a notebook is a collection of cells. And you can type some code in a cell and you can run code from your browser. So for example, I'm gonna say x equals 6, good. And what you can do also is display some plots just to represent what your data is. Now I'm gonna move to the source code of that UI, which is developed in TypeScript. Here we have a class, which is a notebook panel, which extends another class. And we have a constructor, very object-oriented programming, very imperative way to do what you have to do. And it's not typical React, and actually you cannot embed or wrap what I've just showed you, the notebook panel, into a React application, because the notebook panel, is not a component. So there is an issue there, and to be very complete, Jupyter Lab is built on top of the Lumino toolkit, and a Lumino toolkit can wrap React.js components. So for example, this component here is a React component which is wrapped into Lumino and exposed by Jupyter Lab to the user or to the extension developer, but not as a React, once again, component. So we are blocked. We cannot do what we would like to do, which is upgrading our UI with data feature. And when you want to display plots, run code, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. You just like to reuse what exists in Jupyter, but you cannot. And if you want to show that on the same page, you will have two different applications. One for Jupyter Lumino, which is different from the React. And what you could do is show that Jupyter application into an iframe, but they will remain different. So first issue, second issue, if you want to modify Jupyter and let's say add a side panel to the cell widget, you're gonna have to learn Lumino toolkit, which is very imperative. So we bridged the gap with Jupyter React. We developed a library which allows any React.js application to communicate and display those Jupyter Lab components. So there is a React to Jupyter communication to send command, and there is a reverse where Jupyter is going to emit signals that we will convert to React Redux observable streams. And we're going to manage a global state.